Hey folks, Podcast Dad Brian here, just with a quick note. This was recorded before Tyler J was DFA'd earlier in the week. He has been outrighted to AAA, so he is still within the organization, but he is not on the 40-man roster. But we felt that he was still absolutely deserving of the Mensch title, and so that is why the episode is going to sound a little bit different than you expect, because this was recorded before his DFA. Thank you. Enjoy.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to a Pod of Their Own's Mensch of the Week segment. I am Allison McCaig, and I am joined this week by my lovely co-hosts, Linda Surovich. Hello, Linda.
Hey, Allison.
And Maggie Wiggin. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Allison.
So this week's Mensch of the Week is Mets reliever Tyler J. He made his major league debut this week, at nearly 30 years old. Nearly 30 makes him sound so old, but you know, there is not a host on this podcast who is under 30.
He's still young.
He's still young.
But to be fair, we all started our things a while ago.
It's true.
So
it's,
he just started his thing now, ergo.
Right. But yeah, nearly 30 is, you know, later in life to make one's major league debut, and he had to overcome a lot to get to where he is now. A lot of injuries, a lot of setbacks. And so, you know, it's always nice and heartwarming when someone finally makes it to the show a little bit later in life. And that's just awesome. And he...
Why does later in life sound so much worse than any other way that we have phrased it this entire episode?
Yeah. So true. So true. Like, I'm sorry. That's not what I mean.
Later in life, baseball life. This is why he's here. He knows what we mean.
It's like that viral tweet that was like, here's the oldest player in the league, 32, a miracle.
Yeah. Oh my God. Today I was, this is like a side diversion, but today I was at physical therapy, and someone asked one of the other patients when his birthday was. One of the PTs asked like the patient when his birthday was, and he said like February 18th, 2009. And I almost fainted.
What? No.
Yeah. Cause those people are like in high school now.
No. Stop it.
That's not a real birth year.
No, yeah. That person is 3 years old, Allison.
No.
That's a child.
No, he was like a teenager.
No.
Because if somebody born in 2009 can be a teenager, then that means that somebody born in 2014 can also someday be a teenager.
And I know this is not walk-off wins but Mensch of the Week, but a walk-off win it would also be Aroldis Chapman just blowing the lead.
Oh, that is very nice. Yay. But Tyler J knows
all back about to Tyler J. Yes, we love Tyler feelings, J.
Because he is a wonderful mensch and has gone through a lot to get to where he is.
Yeah, he had a medical condition, like it was an allergy that where he lost a ton of weight, and then he was out of baseball for a while. So it really,
I don't know how anybody can get through professional sports with health issues.
Yeah, I mean, it's so hard enough as it is being exactly like peak physical condition, and you know, when you have that on top of it, it just makes it that much more difficult.
Yeah. The other like big menschy part of this was that, so they asked him after the game about, you know, what it meant to him to make his debut. And he was clearly very emotional about it, which who wouldn't be in his shoes, given like everything he's had to go through to get there and the long road that he has taken to get there. But the other thing is that he had twin daughters 4 months ago, and he said,
and they
quote,
are so cute.
They are very cute.
Oh.
They are really cute.
Little Mets onesies and big cheeks and little bows.
Oh,
and his wife seems so nice too. I realize that's like a random thing to say from like a picture, but I don't know. They just all seem to be.
Yeah, like, they just seem like a lovely family.
A very wholesome family.
Yeah.
And he said about his daughters, quote, they get to know that dad never quit.
which is so cute.
I know, because he said it meant so much more to him because they were here since he became a dad, and he's like, now they know dad never quit.
Yeah. Was he with the team long enough to pick up some of Francisco Lindor's dad magic, though? Because
I hope we've
never seen what happens with the girl dad magic and with twins.
I know.
Twice as much
double.
Girl dad magic.
I mean, he did well, as I recall.
They sent him back down.
I knew that, but that can usually be a good sign. Usually that means you've pitched a lot.
Yeah. I mean, he had two appearances, and he threw two innings each time, and he pitched well. But awesome. You know, roster churn, as we said in the main show, roster churn.
Didn't he pitch in a blowout too?
Yes, he did. Yeah. He pitched in the was it the Royals game where the Royals kicked their butt? But yeah, he pitched well, and so I'm kind of thinking he will probably be back at some point, because the Mets have shown that they will churn through those like one or two final spots in the bullpen pretty quickly. We've like Cole Sulcer has already also come and gone. Dedenel Nunez has also already come and gone. So
I am not great with names. This is really bad for me. I'm gonna need all of you guys, all of you people who Allison just said your names, I forgot them already, to be Menchie, because I'm gonna remember Tyler J's name forever.
Yes.
Because he's Menchie. So give me some Menchie goodness, because otherwise I am freaking doomed on this situation.
Tyler J also, like, he deserved the call up. He had a fantastic spring. So
he did.
Under the radar too, just like out of nowhere, and got like a ton of innings this spring. I distinctly remember, especially because I'm the one that writes the Amazing Avenue like King of Spring Training contest, so I have to like pay attention to who's playing in spring training, and I remember being like, who's Tyler J? He's getting a ton of innings and he's doing really well. So
while we're on the subject of multiple babies, Dennis Cook's triplets must be like out of college by now.
Stop it. That's not fair. Don't
because
say that.
They were like kids back in 2000. Was he on the team in 2000, or was he only there in 99? So they must be in their 30s.
We are all withering to dust.
Yeah, I was going to say, they were probably just a few years younger than us. And I can't remember if they were two boys and a girl or two girls and a boy.
I don't That's remember a that either.
Situation to have.
Yeah, I just remember he had triplets and it was incredible. Because they were playing with Pat Mahomes.
Thank you.
They were playing with Patrick Mahomes.
That's crazy. I can't handle it.
No.
The thought of multiple babies gives me like hives.
Yeah, I don't know. The poor Mrs. Cook, three babies.
Oy. Nope. No thanks. But yeah, I hope that Tyler J makes some more memories this season that he can later look back on with his girls and remember. Yeah.
In their Mets onesies.
In their little Mets onesies.
Maybe they will grow up and see Elizabeth Benn and follow in her footsteps.
Yeah.
Indeed. I'd love to see that. Yes. So thank you, Tyler J. That brought us a lot of joy this week. And we wish you the best of luck the rest of this season and the rest of your big league career. That does it for this week's Mensch of the Week segment. You can go to homerunapplesauce.com to check out all of our fantastic pods. You can support our work by going to patreon.com/homerunapplesauce. You can get in touch with this show by email, aa.apodoftheirown@gmail.com. You can follow us on social media. We are at A Pod of Their Own on all of the apps. If you want to participate in our 200th episode/5th birthday fundraiser for Baseball for All, just send your donation receipt or, you know, email confirmation and amount to either our email or DM us on social media. For every $5 you donate, you will get an entry into a raffle to win a cool prize. So please check that out and consider giving Baseball for All some of your hard-earned money. They are a really good cause. You can follow each of us on social media. I am at Petite PhD. Where are you, Linda?
At Linda Cerevich.
And you, Maggie?
At Maggie162.
Please subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. Just search Homer and Applesauce on your favorite podcast app of choice, and you should be able to have our entire feed of pods right there. Please rate and review the show if you have a moment. It really helps people find it. The original intro and outro music to this podcast is by Bunga. Let's go Mets. And don't forget, there's no crying in pods.